This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the civil services play a predominant role in implementing the government's plans and policies at their grassroots level. Addressing the Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that plans can be made in capital Delhi, but fruitful results in remote villages come only by when they are implemented in their true sense. Calling Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel the father of all India services, the Vice President said that Sardar Patel brought the nation together under a shared spirit of service and unity. Mentioning several initiatives of the government, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, be it infrastructure, health or education, India now holds a place of pride on the global stage. On the occasion of National Civil Services Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to all civil servants. In a social media post, President Murmu asserted that as Bharat advances with renewed aspirations, the integrity and empathy of civil servants will be instrumental in bridging gaps, fostering inclusivity and strengthening trust between the state and its citizens. An earthquake of magnitude 5.2 on the Richter scale occurred in Kamjong, Manipur at 5:59 a.m. this morning. Tremors were felt in Guwahati, Itanagar and various parts of northeast India. No immediate casualties or damage were reported. Biri Thakkar of Arunachal Pradesh won 2 gold medals and 1 bronze medal at the BWF Czechia Para Badminton International 2026. The tournament was held in Prague, Czech Republic from April 14-19. Thakkar won his first gold in men's singles SL4 category by defeating Germany's Nils Boning, who is ranked world number 16. His second gold came in the men's doubles SL3 SU5 category. He also earned a bronze in mixed doubles SL3 SU5. In the men's singles quarterfinals, Thakkar defeated Rickard Nilsson, a 6-time European Games medalist. Arunachal's Joni Mangkhya secured a bronze medal at the recently concluded 15th Silent Night International Karate Cup 2026 held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Her consistent performance, including a gold medal at the 5th IKIO National Karate Championship, has earned her place to represent India at the upcoming World Karate 1 series in Spain to be held from 24 to 26 April 2026. Human Rights Council of India organized a Declaration of State Unit cum Felicitation program for the Art of Human Peace Mission 2026 awardees yesterday at Itanagar. Founded in 2012, HRCI is registered NGO dedicated to protecting human rights, supporting the underprivileged and promoting justice and equality. Chief guest of the occasion, Aloli Bang, MLA cum advisor to HCM, felicitated the awardees and encouraged them to continue their good work. Among the awardees, Taku Tacho, Srimati Yatum Gangkak, Srimati Aruna Tatin, Onil Tatin were conferred with Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Global Peace Award 2026. Meanwhile, a total of 14 others were conferred with the Art of Human Peace Mission 2026. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal will end this evening. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April, with the counting of votes for all polling states and union territories to take place on the 4th of May. The government has debunked a fake approval letter claiming to grant a loan of 7 lakh rupees under the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana on payment of 860 rupees as agreement charges. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has termed the letter as fake. PIB clarified that the Micro Units Development and Refinance Agency doesn't lend directly to micro entrepreneurs or individuals. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.